Thank you very much, and thank you, Esther, for bringing us all together. I just realized there's interpretation, so I'm going to switch to Spanish, if that's okay. So, bueno, buenas tardes a todos.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here. The Working Group on Businesses and Human Rights, which is part of the Special Procedures, is made up of rapporteurs all working together as a group instead of an individual mandate. There are five of us, and four of us are around here now. And ever since I joined in 2021, I have been, shall we say, the gender focal point for our working group and our agenda. From the guiding principles for humans and businesses and human rights, which were mentioned, adopted in 2011, since then, we can already outline, even though quite lightly, the importance of having a cross-cutting gender perspective that cuts across all the work for business and human rights. And so ever since, the working group has been trying to strengthen this perspective and really to urge all stakeholders, states and businesses alike, to include this perspective across the board. The guiding principles are based on three pillars. The first one brings together states' obligations to protect human rights in the context of business activity. And so the gender perspective must be cross-cutting in the protection given to women and girls in all their diversity in the context of business activity. And as a result, all policies and all regulations that states have must include cross-cutting gender perspective. And at the same time, along with the state's obligations, the guiding principles also have, and we've been very clear about this in the working group, the states must have consistent, coherent policies. That means, for example, that their business and human rights initiatives in public policy must be aligned with their CEDAW obligations. For example, and so we see how these two agendas have commonalities. Then the second pillar of the guiding principles is the business's responsibility to respect human rights. And that means that it is important for businesses that have a human rights policy or businesses that have a gender policy link up, or their diversity, equality and inclusion policies, which unfortunately now are a bit of a retrogression, as well as the processes of due diligence in human rights that Lyra, our chair, was speaking about a moment ago, that businesses should do in order to, say, for example, develop a technology or to set up an AI system, that they should all be gender sensitive. And then lastly, to encourage dialogue with women and with groups working for women's rights. That's an important point. Then pillar three, and I'll conclude with this, pillar three is on access to remedy following a violation of human rights. This reparation, this remedy, must be gender responsive. They must bring about change. Access mechanisms to remedy must be accessible for women. And as a message, we would like that all measures that are discussed with the use of technologies or with tech businesses be not only gender sensitive, but also responsive and transformative. Thank you.